WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Governor Murphy has signed an extension of his emergency order for the 23rd day in a row. Hospitalizations have increased with over 2,500 patients. 466 are in critical care and 237 are on ventilators. While Murphy has not announced any new restrictions, he does hold a press briefing later this afternoon. Speaking on ABC's Good Morning America today, though, Murphy says he hopes to keep New Jersey schools open with the holiday season fast approaching. Assuming we can do it safely and keep our case transmission as low as it has been, I hope we can keep schools open, is what he says. An increasing number of districts have switched from hybrid instruction to all remote learning, though, in recent weeks. On Wednesday, a 10-day lockdown begins in Newark, where some of the highest COVID rates in the state are being seen. Mayor Ross Baraka says this is not just about you.
It's also about whether your neighbors can handle it, whether your grandmother or your mother or your younger brother can handle it.
The only reason to leave your home, Baraka says, should be for absolutely essential reasons. However, his office did not clarify this as an urgent advisory. They clarified this as an urgent advisory, not an executive order. A spokeswoman for the mayor told NJ.com there will be no specific enforcement by police. AstraZeneca says the late-stage trials show its COVID-19 vaccine was up to 90% effective, giving public health officials hope they may soon have access to a vaccine that's even cheaper and easier to distribute than some of its rivals. Dr. Andrew Pollard says if people were given a half dose followed by a full dose, then protection was about 90%. And unlike Pfizer's vaccine, AstraZeneca does not have to be stored at ultra-cold temperatures, making it easier and cheaper to distribute. Calling the Trump campaign's legal team a national embarrassment, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the team has an obligation to present the evidence of election fraud inside the courtroom.
They allege fraud outside the courtroom, but when they go inside the courtroom, they don't plead fraud and they don't argue fraud.
Christie, a longtime supporter and friend of the president, made his comments during a Sunday appearance on ABC's This Week. Christie's statements come a day after a federal judge dismissed a lawsuit filed by Trump's campaign contesting Pennsylvania's election results, in which the judge says that Trump's campaign has asked the court to disenfranchise almost 7 million voters. In Hamilton, a rabid cat bit an animal control officer last week. Police say the stray was found Wednesday. Atlantic County authorities say the cat bit the officer as he was removing it from the road. The cat was taken for evaluation and euthanized due to the extent of its injuries. The officer has been treated for rabies exposure. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Turning windy and cooler today. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey
5 News Time, 10:08 now. New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
A somewhat active weather day shaping up for your Monday, although nothing too ferocious. We'll leave scattered light rain in the forecast for the next hour or two, and then becoming sunny and windy this afternoon, with top gusts over 30 miles an hour. Temperatures also set to take a tumble today, going from the 50s this morning into the 40s this afternoon. And then tonight will be pretty cold. Clear skies and a little breeze. Our low temperature will dip into the lower to mid 30s. A frost is likely, a freeze is possible. Tomorrow stays chilly, with sunshine and mid-40s for a high, increasing clouds and mid-50s on Wednesday, and our next chance of rain will move in Wednesday night through at least Thursday morning. Of course, Thursday is Thanksgiving. Looks like it starts out a little bit damp, but otherwise partly sunny and mild. High temperatures Thursday in the lower 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
New Jersey weather made possible by Duck Dudes. We all want to breathe clean air, right? Well, is the air you breathe in your home clean? Why not let the experts, Duck Dudes, check? Duck Dudes has next day appointments available. Contact DuckDudes.com today. On Wall Street, right now, Summit 52 degrees, Willingboro 52, Holmdel 54. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts. And to your smartphone, it's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.